I was 26 and in love. Not in love with anyone in particularly. I was in love with life. It was finally happening for me, life. I had just moved to the city. I had two good jobs, my own car, and I was finally moving out of my sister's basement into a group house. It was 2:30 in the morning on a Thursday, and I was feeling great because I was coming home from my first real date. I was finally normal, someone who dated. You see, I was coming out, and my world wasn't crashing in on me. I was coming out, and I was happy. I mean, I wasn't out to my friends and family at home yet, but I wasn't thinking about that now. I was just thinking about how it was almost the weekend, and I'd be back at the bar looking for my next date with a woman. So I'm driving, and I look up into the headlight, and there's this bright light, you know, coming in the rearview mirror into my face. And before I know it, I'm hit. And I hold my wheel steady, and I pull through my turn and over to the side. The jerk in the car behind me, he follows me through the turn, and he pulls over into the empty lot next to the KFC. Shit. I mean, I was already strapped, right, with the new rent and a car payment. So all I could think about was making sure this guy paid. I got out to check the damages. At the same time, this white, stocky guy, he gets out of one of those big Starsky and Hutch kind of cars, like a big steel number with the big front seat. He goes, "Oh, man, I'm really sorry. My brakes, they just went out on me. I don't know. They just went out." "Yeah, well, you know, it's okay. Maybe you can just give me your name and insurance information, and we can do this another time because it's really late." This whole thing, it goes on way too long. Every time I ask this guy for his information, he starts stuttering and stammering, and I start to get a little nervous. And I start to think, well, maybe he doesn't have insurance, right? Or maybe he doesn't have a license at all. That must be it. Well, I'm about to give up when he pulls an auto receipt out of his glove box. I'm like, yes. So I grab a pen and paper, and I go over to make a copy, leaning on his car hood. Next thing I know, I am lying on my face in the gravel, and this man is on top of me. His arm is around my throat, and there is this high-pitched scream coming out of my mouth. My body is fighting, but my mind is racing for a reason. Why? What do you want from me? Just go. Just go. I won't call the police. I don't care about the insurance. Just go. But he's not letting go, and we're fighting as he tries to get his car door open. What do you want from me? Shut the fuck up. And he pushes me into his car on my back, onto the front seat with his hands on my throat. What do you want? Shut the fuck up, I have a fucking knife. And he repeats this like he wants a real answer. And I'm thinking to myself, or what, you know? Like there's gotta be some other options here. The answer's no, but I also don't wanna get into your car. See, all this time, I'm thinking about how to get out of this. When he pushed me into the car, there was this moment there that I had a second where, you know, had I gotten my foot up, I probably could have got a good kick off to his groin, but that moment was gone, and I knew I wasn't strong enough or fast enough to push past him. I also kind of felt like I was balancing on this thin line between him being angry and kill me angry, because while he had his thumbs pressed into the soft part of my throat, he wasn't trying to cut off my air. You know, he wasn't trying to kill me. I tried one more time. Well, actually, I finally answered, no, and he makes me get down in that big area in front of the passenger side, and I think one more time of a way to try to solve this peacefully, and I ask him, what do you want from me? Take my car. I don't care. And he says it. I want some fucking pussy. So start taking off your clothes. I know it sounds crazy and wrong, but I was totally taken off guard. And I thought, pussy? Pussy? My pussy? Please. This is about pussy? All those years, I couldn't get a man to pay attention to me. I had casual sex with men in hopes that one day it would all magically work out, that it wouldn't be that men weren't attracted to me, or worse, that I wasn't attracted to men, but that I just hadn't found the right man yet. But I was past all that. I had made a decision, and I was done feeling bad about myself, and I was done with men. And here was this man in my face, as if to say, "How dare you?" Well, quickly, I got back in the moment, and I started thinking, you know, this guy has not really thought this through, because where is he going to take me after he rapes me? I mean, please, he must know I'll turn him in. I mean, I see his face. I see his car. He must know it. Even if he's not a killer, he'll have to do it. He'll have to kill me. And where is he taking me? Some cornfield 20 miles away? How am I going to get away in a cornfield? I can barely run 40 feet. I need to do something, and I need to do it now. This car is going to have to turn around at the end of this dead-end street, and I need to act. And I stopped thinking, and I started feeling. And I was filled with the power of rage. You picked the wrong fucking person, asshole. Who do you think you are? Do you want to fucking die? And I got in his face, and I started scratching and hitting at his face. And I took my thumbs, and I put them in his eye sockets, and I pushed hard. But we fought, and we wrestled, and he got the car turned around anyway. And he hit the gas to start heading out towards the highway. And at that moment, I broke free of his grasp. I pulled my car door open, and I dove out into the road. And I jumped up, and I ran to the closest house I could find, and I was just knocking on the door. Please let me in. Someone, please wake up. Let me in. And when they opened the door, I ran inside. The cops came to take my story, and they took me down to the station to look at some pictures. And there he was, same face, same eyes. They had a squad car waiting outside of his house to pick him up. They had followed my description, and they had got his name from the piece of paper that he had given me, his real name. I came out to my parents just before the trial because I was worried that he was going to pull some man-hating lesbian thing on me, and he kind of did. When he got on the stand, he admitted, yes, indeed, we had gotten into a car accident, but that then I had kind of freaked out on him and started acting all high and mighty like I was some senator's daughter or something, and he had split. And he said these accusations were just to get back at him. When I took the stand, I just told my story as plainly as I could. And the defense attorney asked me, "Miss Kelly, is it not true that you said to my client, 'Who do you think you are?'" I sat up. I said, "Yeah, I said that." When I finally let it sink in, what he was going to do to me. I mean, who does he think he is attacking me and just assuming that I would go along with it? The jury deliberated for just about 3 hours, and they came back with a verdict. On the count of attempted rape, guilty, 4 years. On the count of abduction, guilty, 10 years. I guess he picked the wrong fucking person to go to war with. Thank you.